You're listening to SBS News.
Waitress Sophie Muller is back at work after spending several days in bed with the flu. It's an experience she describes as scary.
I felt like my head was going to explode. It was really serious. And I thought at one point I had to go to the hospital, to be honest. So I was just like, I felt like I was never going to recover. Yeah, it was very intense.
The 21-year-old says she simply hadn't gotten around to getting the flu vaccine. Vaccine fatigue over the last year or so could have played a role in that. Health authorities are renewing their calls for people to have the flu shot. Here is New South Wales Health's Dr. Jeremy McAnulty.
Now's the time to get your flu shot. Flu is around. It's going to be around for a few more weeks yet. Give yourself the best protection because it takes a couple of weeks to work.
Pandemic lockdowns saw flu cases fall to an historic low in 2021. They've increased this year, exceeding 147,000. There've been over 900 hospital admissions compared to just one last year, and there have been 54 deaths so far. The vaccine's free for most people.
For this month, we got the government's free flu shot for the people even between the 5 to 65 years old.
But not for much longer in some states. A 75-year-old patient in Melbourne was recently hospitalised with influenza. Here's GP Dr. Sean Yao.
Even during the COVID pandemic, I did not have an old patient to go to admit in the hospital. So this is how bad it is. Yeah. And lots of my patients complain that actually the flu symptoms is much worse than COVID.
Working from home, Phil D'Souza admits he didn't think he needed the flu jab. But he told SBS News he found out a lot of people were getting sick, so he convinced himself to get it done this weekend. An Omicron subvariant of COVID-19 that can evade vaccine immunity is on the rise and expected to put further strain on hospitals. It's forecast to become Victoria's dominant strain, in line with virus spread in New South Wales and Queensland. Dr. Yao says flu is circulating with COVID-19, and that circulation can make a lot of people sick, particularly vulnerable members of the community. In addition to getting the flu vaccine, people are being urged to stay home if they feel unwell, to stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccinations, wear a mask in crowded places, and to meet others outside where there's plenty of fresh air.
Flu is the RNA virus and mainly affects the respiratory tract and by droplets. And because of the open border, they actually cause a high spikes from tens of cases in early May to now. I think the number is 90,000 in whole cross country. So this is very bad. It causes actually people sick and they can't work, they can't study, and they sometimes can cause our lives. Yeah, so it's very bad. So vaccine is the most effective way to deal with it. Yeah.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says being vigilant will take pressure off nurses and emergency departments.
Hopefully this keeps me away from being sick, really. I came here for another reason, but whilst at the doctors, I thought may as well just get the flu jab as well.
Yes, my daughter had the flu, and that was probably a week ago. And we haven't seen her because she's had to isolate with children and partner. So, yeah, it hasn't been good. And she hasn't had the flu vaccine. She is a care worker, and she said it's the first time I've had the flu, and it was awful. And it was like having COVID over again.
Some friends have gotten sick with a weird cold, a weird flu, something like that. I've heard like a flu's been going around, but I haven't gotten it, so I've heard it's a bit bad. But nothing too serious from anyone I know. So
health experts also warn winter is seeing a spike in respiratory syncytial virus, also known as RSV. It's a virus that causes respiratory infections, and illness is common in children under 2 years of age. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.